Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Hey, because today, get ready, you got those shoes on? Because we are walking through the void. Ooh, feel that one, right? The void. This is a big show because, you know, whenever you talk about the void, some people panic, some people get excited, but everyone gets, okay, I'm ready. I know something's coming. We're going to continue this ride, this journey we've been on, because now that it's April 2nd, hey, we are head on into this month. We are head on into the engagement, and we are here to really move forward. Because let's face it, Shri, there is a lot going on.
Well, there's a lot going on, and the whole idea of walking into the void is going to be something that will be right on the periphery of our opportunities.
And I can tell you, what does that even mean?
It means you don't need your camera. There are no photos that will develop when you're in the void.
Yeah, hello.
But right now, we want to just make sure that we're all in flow together because
yes.
We have been moving in from that bubble of neutrality into the zone of connected safety.
Whew! You know, and I hope you guys have been staying with us because here we are in the April engagement.
And we're engaging. And engaging means what is it that ignites you?
Yeah.
Because we need to be ignited to engage. And I'm not talking about emotional excitement. I'm not talking about a sugar high. I'm talking about that deeper sense of, yes, this is true.
Oh, I love that. Because
yes, this is me.
Yes. And hey, guys, speaking of engagement and yes. Now, right before we went on the air, I think all the lines filled up. But hey, give us a call, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Remember, if you call in and you get through, you get to listen to the show while you're on hold. And if you call and you get a busy signal, it does mean that all of our lines are full, which it looks like they might all be full. And that's cool because as soon as we say hi to someone and hang up, that would be your chance to dial in again. So you want to keep that number handy, 888-627-6008, because if it's your week to get through, you will get through. And Shri, I want to take a moment and talk about our new blog at shriandkiraradio.com.
Well, we're just finding our way through the blogosphere.
And guys, be patient. Hey, if you are a blog guru, we need your help. We really need your help.
We're going to update our postings first of the week, which sounds a lot like tomorrow. So what I want to say to everyone is thank you for those of you that have posted comments.
Yes,
we're pretty
so
much
honored.
Up to date on the Commanding the Light post, and there'll be a new post coming up shortly, and we're going to work with the design of the blog a little bit so it's easier to track through things.
And get a little more friendly, but hey, keep writing us. We are responding to everyone who writes us. Remember, it's shriandkiraradio.com. You'll just right there on the homepage see blog, click on it, give us a comment, give us a sharing. And last week we started our little quiz, our little poll that said, hey, what do you think? You think we should extend our show? You think the show should be a little bit longer than it is right now? And wow, so far, Shri and I, we bow. We are honored because you guys rock. I mean, you are bar none the best audience on the planet. I mean, 13 years and running, and we are still here and we are still with you. And we have had this overwhelming, yes, please do it. But hey, we're keeping it open, should we? Would you be interested? Would you hang out with us if we were on the air for another half an hour, another hour? Let us know your thoughts. Give us a write. And remember, you can also just send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com. So, Shri, the void, the big V, the void.
Are we going to go with another Star Trek metaphor here?
I don't know.
Beyond the neutral zone.
Yeah, well, okay. So
where no one has ever gone before.
And where we are going now.
Well, here's the thing. Each and every one of us has a personal void. That means the unknown zone. And the key with the void, there is a an energy that we can call the void, which is the energy beyond polarity.
Yeah, very much so.
And that energy is deep, profound, and it's part of one's soul's journey. And then there is, call it the lesser void, the voids that we can run into as we are growing and evolving. And the voids are a little bit like those moments where there's a gap between the known universe and what's coming next. And I kind of want to start there because that's so much more up close and personal.
Oh, you know, and speaking of up close and personal, let's take a moment. Okay, everyone, let's bring our hands to our heart. Whoo, let's just take a nice, deep, relaxing breath and let's just slow down and catch up. So, slowing down and catching up, let's go back. Remember, here we are in 2017. And we are now sitting here in April. This is the fourth month, which is opening up this energy of the 4x4. Now, if you are not familiar with that, please go to YouTube, go to our channel, Official Sri and Kira. And if you're not subscribed, I mean, why not? Just subscribe, get there so you get these videos as soon as they're posted, Official Sri and Kira at YouTube, and watch the April Revelations video where we talked extensively about this 4x4 energy because remember that February was that focused month, right? Remember we had this February focus and it was all about just stay in February and focus. Then we had the neutral zone of March, which was actually that, remember we talked about it was more of kind of like an oxymoron because you had the neutral zone and we invited you to come into that neutral bubble with us as you had this kind of collision energy. And here we are in April and it's about engaging. And it's about this energy of creative manifestation. This is a moment, honestly, April can be a whole lot of fun. And you might say, but then why the heck are you guys talking about the void? Because where else can you create but in the void? So why not think about it as the void of creation? This 4x4 energy, April, May, June, July, is a it's a union. It's one energy. And this energy is going to be really revealing itself over this 4 month period. You're going to see lots of the same stuff. However, here's the real awesomeness. April 9th, right? April 9th, which I love, Sri, is exactly 1 week from today. And so believe me, guys, we will be talking about that on the air next week. April 9th is when the official retrograde moment begins, right? So we are in this pre-retrograde phase that began March 25th that's taking us all the way through April 9th. And during this moment, right now, this very moment, this is when you want to dive bravely into the void of creation because this is where it all comes together because this retrograde is about the reset. And this power of the 4x4 has brought forward a 2-year reset, meaning go back to 2015, March, April 2015, when the ascension escalator opened. So let's start playing with this. We are in a 7-year escalator to ascension, right? 2015 through 2022, a very profound time, unlike any other time that has been on this planet. The closest time similar to this time was actually during the late 20s, early 30s in the last century, 1929, 1935. So as we are in this period, this 2015 to 2022 period, we have had 2 years on the escalator, right? So we're kind of 2 years, we're holding on, we're looking around, we're on the escalator, we're kind of getting used to the ride. Well, here we are, guys, shake them up, re-engage, reset. This 4x4 period is saying, hey, you have an opportunity to literally transwarp drive and go back 2 years and reset, re-engage, energize, and shift. That's huge stuff. That's why we're going into the void.
It is. It's an opportunity for renewal and responsiveness beyond the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
We're really at the ribbon cutting ceremony retrograde, and we're going to render the ribbon.
Oh, God. You know? How many more R words can you bring out, Sheree?
R.
Oh, no. We're not going there, guys.
Anyway, it's truly a magnificent moment because.
Yeah.
It is only our egoic filter that tries to make our experiences ordinary.
Oh, that is so true.
So consider for a moment, there are no ordinary experiences.
I love that.
There are precious, dynamic moments of now that are connected to the soon to be now. and it's that momentum, it's that fluidity of the now and the soon to be now that can engage us at a much deeper level than the now and how do I compare it to the past kind of consciousness.
In every way.
And so we are being given an opportunity to re-engage our capacity to be in the moment of dynamic creation.
Yes, we are. And we're going to be giving you some specific practices that you can do in the second half of the show. So you for sure want to hang with us for the whole show today. And you know, Sheree, as we're talking about the void, as we're getting ready to dive into the void, and we're going to give you a lot more before we go to our amazing callers. And guys, we have so many of you that have written to us at guest@treeandcareradio.com. We're going to try to get some of you today as well. But what we want to say is this. If you have been listening, if you've been paying attention to the show, if you've been on the YouTube, if you're part of our newsletter list, then we've been talking about creating your safe room or your safe space. And remember that for April to be fun, energized, and truly miraculous, it's about SAFE.
Stilling anxiety and
freeing your energy. Still anxiety, free energy, SAFE. Because the more that you do that, the more that you will discover and harness that this engage energy is meant to be fun. April is meant to be fun if you are dancing with the divine that you are. And this is why the void is so powerful. This is why the creation is so powerful right now, because this is a reset moment that, honest to goodness, for virtually all of us on the planet has not ever existed before. So check that out. You chose to be incarnated right now in this moment and to be right here right now to be able to harness your creative reset energized moment. Sheree, I don't know about you, but I find that a party.
Well, it's pretty amazing. And one of the things that sometimes is challenging to do is to step back from the picture, to step out of your own habitual orientation for a moment and take a look at the greater context, because you're not just you.
No.
Although you have an experience that you call mine, you have an experience of you.
Yeah.
You are participating in a tapestry that is woven much further beyond that local environment you call yourself. And we're all participating in this tapestry, and there is a movement underfoot, and there is an expansion opportunity. And it's as if you get to choose, am I going to align here or over there?
Mm.
And in the choice of how and where do you align comes the opportunity to express your deepest truth, your deepest passion, your deepest service.
And we're going to be giving you literally a practice, an ascension energy activator in the second half of the show that will not only help you walk through the void, it will assist you to be in that safe space. It will assist you to navigate this April energy. It will assist you to create miracle energy. Now, Sheree, speaking of miracle energy, we, you know, every week, I know, guys, we're a broken record, but we love you so much. You are, bar none, the most amazing, amazing community on the planet. It's why every Sunday, I think we're just as excited as you to be together with you during this time. And so let's go to the phone line, Sheree, and say hello to some of our amazing people.
Well, we're going to say hi to a first-time caller on line one, and that would be Dee from Massachusetts.
Hey, Dee, namaste. Welcome.
Hello, namaste. Thank you. I'm excited that I actually got through to you guys on my first shot. I am new to this whole awakening thing. I started awakening probably last summer. I've been sick for almost 2 years with fibromyalgia out of nowhere from a heartache that turned into enlightenment that has turned into, like, all this amazing stuff that, like, the universe keeps sending to me. And now that I have accepted my illness, and as I've accepted it as a wonderful gift to be able to connect more with myself and my family, I'm stuck as to where my next step in life is, because I, you know, my entire life since I was in school, in high school, I've been a cosmetologist, and now I cannot do that job due to my illness. So I feel like I am being guided to help the world, because I am such a compassionate human being, but I don't know what my next step is, and I'm calling, I guess, for guidance from you guys.
Well, Dee, first and foremost, I just want to say I love you so much. You are the word they're giving me, or that your guides are giving me to share with you today, is that they're saying you have been ignited with a crown of mercy and compassion. And it's the Archangel Zadkiel that's like, gosh, how do I describe this? What I'm seeing, he's like floating and flying around you. And I'm watching as like these violet rays of light are entering into all these different points of your body. And the one thing that he's saying is, through acceptance comes peace, through peace comes compassion, through compassion comes balance, through balance comes your service. And that flow for you is very important. And that the experience, because he's using words like experience and transitory, the experience that you're currently having in your physical form is not permanent unless you choose it to be. But what it is the opportunity for you to be free to really clearly claim your divine nature. Now, he's giving me three things for you. Number one, your feet. Your feet, oh my God, your feet are screaming for attention. And so he's saying to make like, he's showing me just like a plastic bucket or whatever, salt water, preferably sea salt, make a little sea salt water, soak feet. And when you soak your feet in the sea salt water, put your hands in your lap, palms up, and feel like, it looks like two lotuses igniting in your hands. Breathe up, feel the lotuses ignite, and then pull those lotuses up and bring them both to your heart. Close your eyes and say thank you. Now, Dee, as I'm doing this, I'm crying. I'm seeing you crying. And he's saying that these tears are a blessing, that they are the salt water from within, releasing through the salt water without, offering you a unified
stream. I am crying.
Yeah, Angel, I see it, honey. I see it. And they're the best tears ever. And the second thing Archangel Zadkiel wants you to hear is that he says, we have your heart. We have your heart. Fear not. And the third thing is Archangel Raphael has just come in, and he is now on your left. Zadkiel is on your right, and they're holding you, and they're saying, we have heard you. It is already done. And in the year of divine manifestation, which is this year, 2017, the guidance is getting clearer, and they're giggling and saying, pay attention to 111, which to me is seeing as the 1st of November. You were our first caller. It's your first time on line one. And they said that message will continue to unfold. I love you, Dee. You are a blessing for the planet.
Thank you so much.
Glad. Oh, Angel, I love you too. I love you. I'm holding you.
Thank you. For calling. I love you guys too.
Oh, Dee, many blessings. Oh, sweet.
Thank you. Blessings to you guys
as well. Namaste. Woo! And everybody who's listening, feel your crown energy right now. Wow.
Take a deep breath and relax into the truth that each one of us is working for all of us.
Wow. And do y'all feel that crown energy? Because remember that every one of our beautiful community that gets through on the phone, they're all calling for each. We're all calling for each other. This is a community. This is our time together each week. And we are so honored. You know, Sri, let's just say hi to more beautiful beings.
Absolutely. We're just going to head to line two, and we'll welcome Liz from Ottawa.
Another first-time caller. Welcome to the show, Liz.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to talk to you. I want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for all you've done. I love listening to everything you do, and it's very uplifting, which is what everyone needs, right?
Oh, thank you, Angel.
Thank you. So, yes, I'm calling for a mini soul reading. I'm a little confused as to what to do with the rest of my life as far as career. I want to know how I could be of the most service possible.
You know, Liz, first and foremost, I just need to share with you, I don't know what it is today. You guys are all making me cry. Only in your case, I've got these tears of joy. You are like a joy bubble. And even as you speak, I see these little crystalline bubbles come around you. And you have, like, it's so precious. As I stare at you right now, you have all these little colored bubbles. And they're all like little fairy sprites. And they're all just like, happy, 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 happy. You know, it's like the Pharrell Williams song, you know. And they're all just like, happy, happy. Yeah, it's awesome.
That's great.
And it is great. And what they're saying is that you're really agonizing over a way to unify several pieces of who you are. And they're saying, let go of the agony and embrace the gift. And they're saying that the joy that is the truth of your divine nature brought into whatever it is you're even doing right now will shift the service and ignite the rest of the journey. And they're saying that this is not meant to be hard, that this decision in front of you is not even really a decision, that what it is an acceptance of the truth of who you are. And that as you relax into that divine acceptance, everything else comes forward. I will share this with you because you know me, I'm really big on non-interference. What they are wanting you to hear is your hands are so filled with healing energy. I am literally feeling them through the radio waves right now. My hands, look at them. They're turning this beautiful emerald green as I'm talking to you. And I've got Shri looking at my hands right now.
We like it.
We love it. And so bring your hands together. I'm doing this with you. And I want you to just start. I've got my hands together kind of like in prayer position, you know, and rub them. Rub them, rub them, rub them, and really ignite this energy within you. And I'm doing this with you, honey. Just ignite, ignite, ignite. And I want you to keep rubbing faster, faster, faster. And all of you that want to ignite, ignite with us. Rub, rub, ignite, ignite. And then faster, faster, faster. And when we release, I want you to bring those hands to wherever you want to place them on your body. So rub faster, faster, release, and place on your body. Woo! Now, in my case, one went to my heart, one went to the very top, like my crown chakra, and I am feeling waves and waves of gratitude, joy, healing, and clarity. And they said, that is your greatest gift, to claim gratitude, joy, healing, and clarity, and everything else is ready to fall into place. You're resonating with the number four. You got a hold of us in the fourth month at the beginning of the 4x4 period. That is no accident. So take the next 4 months and let it be fun.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you so much. I love that.
Right. Well, and God, we love you, Liz. Many blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.
Woo, how about your hands, guys? If you need to, I'm shaking mine.
Yeah,
wow,
once again.
Wow. I'm just so that you guys know what I'm doing. I'm like shaking my hands right now because my palms are still really filled with this energy. And it's not that I want to get rid of this energy, guys. This is great energy if you were working with us on this, but you just kind of want to like allow it to kind of come in because today's show is powerful. We are all getting a lot of fun stuff.
One of the dynamics that is called forth each and every Sunday at Shri and Kira Live is the opportunity to connect with the open portal of divine energy.
You guys create.
This is truly the portal of positivity, the portal of connection, and it's available to everyone. Just choose to connect.
Are you guys feeling it around the heat? You feel that heat? Like your ears are almost blowing out?
I'm just feeling happy, happy, happy.
Wow. Talk about going into the void of creation. I love it.
Well, I'm going to get on a soapbox now.
Uh-oh, Shri's on a soapbox.
we have a beautiful person write us at guest at Shri and Kira Radio. I'm not going to read the whole email, but this is from Belbira, and she goes on to talk a little bit about a lot of suffering in her life, confusion and pain, and there's a line in here which is causing me to want to step on the soapbox, and I want to share it with you. She says, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, et cetera, and an astrologer told me that I'm paying for past life karmic debts, which will last for another 2 years. And I'm looking for an answer as to why I must pay such an unexplainable karmic debt, et cetera. And she goes on to share. And I just want to say to you, sweetheart, you have paid your dues. The suffering will end as you say, I've had enough. And we are at the opportunity right now in this void moment to move more deeply into the I am, the truth of who you are, beyond the suffering, beyond the stories, and beyond the belief system that would dictate that you must pay for two more years.
Yeah.
That's a belief. If you choose to accept the belief, then you're on for the ride.
I've got to jump in. So Belbira, I hope we're sharing your name correctly. And I just want to share with all of you that, you know, we are getting, I mean, guys, we get literally thousands of emails at guest@treeandcareradio.com. So we've really been trying to get, you know, Briella forwards as many as she can. We're trying to get to as many of you again. And that's another reason why we opened up the blog site. However, Belbira, my angel, and for all of you, one of the things that you also said at the very beginning was that I am not living according to an astrologer's predictions. First and foremost, yay, and I applaud that. So here's the gift. You, Belbira, and please forgive me if I'm saying your name wrong, you are beyond that. You are actually an extremely wise master, and it was your divine nature that even had you find where we are and send the email, and it looks like by the time when your email was written, you're probably, maybe you're over on the other side of the world from us. Here's the most important thing. There's actually two things that your guides want you to hear today. Number one is stop seeing astrologers and do not get any more readings from anyone. It is time for you to know that you are in your own divine connected stream of energy. Remember, this is a reset moment. Now, you also talked about your three beautiful children, and oh my goodness, as I connect with your children, they are amazing children, and they knew exactly what they were doing. They knew exactly who their mother would be. They knew exactly what was going to be happening with you. However, your fibromyalgia is tied to a belief structure from a past life. You are not bound to this in any way, and you do not need to pay the debt of this. However, you do need to start commanding the light more. And what they're showing me is you every morning and every night, all right, Angel? Every morning and every night, you need to be able to sit up. When you wake up, sit up in your bed, and you simply say, I command the light to move me forward pain-free. I command the light to move me forward pain-free. And then no matter what your body says to you, because remember, the body's in the habit of the pain. So no matter what your body says to you, you are going to start moving forward pain-free. And if you feel pain, there is truly an opportunity to bring a hand to your heart, take a breath, and talk to the pain and let the pain know that you're in control now, that you have come back. Apologize to your body that you had given your power to another being, and now come take that power for yourself. That's the first thing you're going to do. And then every night before you go to sleep, they're showing me you laying in bed, kind of what I would call Pharaoh position, where you have both of your hands crossed over your chest. You're laying in bed, deep breath, relax out. And you need to call out, and they're saying there might be nights where you're screaming it out, and that's okay. It's okay. Where you just need to call out and say, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And then release from the Pharaoh position into whatever way is comfortable for you to sleep, and allow the dream space to start bringing in the greater messages that are yours. You have a much greater mission than the one that you've been living, and it's time for you to command the shift. And thank you for writing. Thank you for the courage, and thank you for saying what a lot of other people are not saying. You are not a victim. You are far from it, and it's time to let the astrology predictions go.
And you will have your own moment of stepping into the void, because the void is right on the other side of the restrictive beliefs.
In every single way. And I am so, so grateful you wrote. And so, my beloved angels, we have so much to share today. Remember, we're going to be literally teaching you an ascension energy activator process in the second half of the show. We've got a full bank of phone lines. We've got tons of emails, and we have a whole bunch of information to share about this.
Profound
moment. And so go get a tea if you need to, or take a moment and breathe. We're going to be right back.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Namaste. Kira Ra here, and I want to invite you to discover the Sedona Journal of Emergence. You might already know that they are the number one magazine of channeled and spiritually inspired guidance. As you experience the challenges involved in the global transformation of body, mind, and spirit, you might ask yourself, what guidance can I trust? The Sedona Journal of Emergence provides metaphysical guidance and answers from source through skilled and loving channels. Subscriptions include 10 issues and the very popular annual predictions double issue, and you can get it either digitally or in print. So just pick up the phone, give a call to 1-928-526-1345. Again, that's 1-928-526-1345, or visit SedonaJournal.com so you can subscribe. You know, Sri and I are in there every month, and we look forward to you connecting with the Sedona Journal of Emergence. Remember, it's 928-526-1345, or visit SedonaJournal.com.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you live, and even in the archives,
we are alive!
Thanks for being with us, and today we are exploring the void, and I want to just say, you always have a choice. You can avoid the void, or you can work with the void.
Well, you can create through the void,
absolutely,
which is a blessing.
Because whether you're conscious of it or not, you're always dancing at the edge of that.
Oh, in every way.
Because creation comes from your deepest self, and your deepest self is connected to all.
Exactly. And you know, guys, as we are here in this April energy, remember, this is about that safe energy. Now, look, if you are not on our newsletter list, we actually held our big monthly newsletter. It's going to go out tonight at midnight. And we're also reinserting, a couple weeks ago, we had included a very beautiful photo of the high Andes Mountains where we were in Ecuador, the Blue Mountains, because there was this huge energy that came in about being at 6,200 feet, making sure that you have that type of energy in your safe experience. And so many of you wrote and said, hey, can I get that picture again? Oh my gosh, I had some experiences with that picture. So we're reinserting it into the monthly newsletter. And in the monthly newsletter, we also include lots of other information. So if you're not on our newsletter list yet, go to Sri and Kira Radio. Right there on the homepage, you'll see a button that says, get the newsletter. Get the newsletter.
Absolutely. And we'd like to also continue to chat with you. We've got a bunch of phone lines alive and waiting, so let's get back to them. Let's go to line three and say hi to Eva from Georgia.
Namaste, Eva. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
We are great.
You're always so great. Thank you so much for the call. I love them.
Thank you.
If possible, I'd be very grateful for a mini soul reading. I'm just kind of in a space, you know, like we all are.
I do know. Yeah, no, I do know, Angel. Because I see it. You know I see it, Ava. And so here's the key, my love. What they're showing me right now, it's so cute. They're showing me you, and they're saying, and here is exactly what your guides are saying. So I'm just going to let her rip and share it with you. And they're saying, Eva, let your hair down. Eva, relax. Eva, come forward and show the beauty that you are. It is time for you to twirl with the stars and dance with the moonlight. And as you celebrate the gift of your divine presence, the world will celebrate you. And this is what your guides want you to hear today, my love. And that's what I need to share with you.
Thank you so much. It's so beautiful.
Yes, you are.
Namaste.
Namaste, Angel. Many, many
Namaste.
Blessings.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, my love.
Well, let's just continue on because I see we have some first-time callers standing by.
We do, and we have so many callers holding.
And we love to say hi to new folks. So we're going to jump over to line five and welcome Tony from Arizona.
First-time caller. Welcome to the show, Tony.
Yes, hi. Hi. I saw you years ago in Phoenix, but I was wondering, please, if I could have a mini soul reading.
Well, it would be our honor, and I love that you got through on line five, because that's the number you are resonating with right now. You are actually resonating with the energy of the five, and in your case, that energy is resonating as the five-pointed star of divine enlightened wisdom. And it's also interesting because, you know, the five is also the number of Shiva. And in your case, it's about everything is resurrecting. Everything is reconfiguring. Everything is, it's like, I don't want to use the word recycling, but it's like it's coming, it's returning, it's coming back. And so it's a very powerful time for you. And they're saying that the next 4 months will bring forward the momentum that will bring you into action in month five. So everything for you is going to resolve in August. So you've got April, May, June, July is this time of bringing everything together and putting everything together and watching things. It's kind of like pieces falling into place because there's a lot of movement energy around you. It's like, and they're saying the more you hold on, the longer this will take. Let go, let God release and be, and everything will resolve in the time that is for thee. And this time that is for thee is the fifth, and it's all about this five. And so feel yourself as the star. Ignite as the star. You know, when we stand, one of the practices we teach is the Living Ankh practice. And when you stand with your 2 feet separated and your arms stretched straight out, you become the Living Ankh. Do that. Just even stand that way and feel the pulsing universe coming through you and allow yourself to be that ignition. And I think you'll really be pleased with everything that's coming forward. It's a very powerful time. No accident that you got through today. And it's a wonderful blessing to reconnect with you again. I'm grateful we had the blessing to see you in person once before and feel our love and our hugs around you today, Tony. Many, many blessings.
Great. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so very much. Namaste.
Well, indeed, it's a powerful time. And, you know, as many of you know, I was trained as a medical intuitive. And in that specialty, what we learn in what I teach my students is how to recontextualize pain and symptoms into opportunities for growth and freedom.
And, you know, for those of you that didn't know, I wrestled for many years with fibromyalgia, lupus, chronic fatigue syndrome, and we even have a very small little book. It's 99 cents. It's at Kindle, at Amazon, simply called Cura's Cure, C-U-R-E, if you guys wanted to check that out as well.
And it's important to recognize that everybody has pain.
Yeah.
Everybody gets it in one way or another. And that pain is a gift from the body that is calling you to get back into sacred union.
In every way.
Because your first sacred union is with your body. To be able to be self-accepting, self-loving, and self-responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And to... The pain is also a signal to surrender to your soul, because only when we move into soul consciousness do we recontextualize our human experience.
Very true.
With something much broader. And our smaller pains all of a sudden begin to diminish against the fabric of the universe, and that we begin to discover new meaning and new connection with grace.
Now, I want to talk about the pain diminishing as we connect with the fabric of the universe. Check that out. What is going into the void, right? So let's talk about that. Let's talk about this big, scary, dark void, okay? The void is a canvas, right? So imagine that the void is actually this beautiful creation energy that you're walking into. So visualize with me right now. Play with us right now, okay? It's safe. We're together. I promise you it can be fun. And so why not gift yourself by stepping into your sacred safe space? And when you walk in, you're the artist of your divine creation. You are the unique, precious being of your own life. And in this energy of April, in this engaging with the universe, the creation energy right now is like a pulse. It's honestly like a beating pulse wave. And this is why when you step into the void, when you step in with the commanded presence of the master, the one who is able to say, yes, I am here, I am ready, I am open, I am guided, and you reach out your hands, and what do you want to create while you're in the void versus walking into the void with fear, thinking it's deep, dark, and scary, and letting the void create through you. See, you are the master. You are the creator, and you are ready to engage. Dance into the void. Twirl into the void. And this is why we want to offer you the Ascension Energy Activator Practice. If you do one thing all month long during this April engagement, and especially during this retrograde reset, please, please, please learn and use the Ascension Energy Activator. It's free, and you can find it by going to selfascension.com. Just go to selfascension, selfascension.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see a category that says free lessons. Click on the free lessons, and right there you will see Ascension Energy Activator. Click on it, and it will bring you to the page. And when you're on the page, it will show you step by step how to do this powerful practice. And guys, it activates your crystalline DNA. And if you do this before you step into the void of creation, you are ready.
You know, we have powerful, powerful consciousness. And a good portion of our consciousness is woven into the egoic filter, because our egos are necessary. We have a body. We're living in a physical world. You need somebody to keep you safe, and that's the, and that's the ego's job. It's just
indeed,
gotten out of hand. It's like a pirate that's taken over the whole treasure chest of experience. However, here's the catch. As long as you're willing to surrender into the void, you can start informing your ego to relax, to trust the journey, to allow the soul to come forward. And now the ego is your collaborator rather than your obstacle.
Exactly. And remember, March 25th through April 9th, we're in that ramp up. We're ramping up. We're getting ready for the reset. We're getting ready for the big kahuna, which opens up April 9th, which is next week's show. So it's a very powerful time. We're going to be talking all about the ancient mysteries next week. We're going to be talking all about how to do that. So this week is the prime time to begin working with your Ascension Energy Activations. Now, I want to share with you guys, when you go to selfascension.com and you're going to click on free lessons and find the Ascension Energy Activator, it's step by step. It's right there. Do this, do this, do this. One of the last steps says begin clapping. Now, here's a trick I want to teach you. When you begin the clapping, move your hands, clap down by your feet, clap to the left, clap to the right, clap above, because the clapping is dispelling energy. It's disconnecting you from anything that's trying to stop you from engaging fearlessly. Remember, it's April, it's the month of engagement, and when you engage fearlessly, it's going to be a fun, miraculous reset.
And these practices, and especially this one, will help disengage the habit of the habit
of the pain of the pain.
That habit runs strong.
You know, we all have that habit of the habit of the pain of the pain, and then we find our partners in pain who reinforce the habit of the pain.
Next thing you know, you've got a whole society in pain.
And then you're in pain all the time, and you're wondering, oh my goodness, how did I get here? Well, guess what? This is the moment to say goodbye to that. And as we say goodbye to that pain, let's say hello to another caller, Sri.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, are we heading here to line one? Oh, boy, we're back at line one, and we're going to say hi to Kaylee from British Columbia.
Namaste, Kaylee, first-time caller. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's so nice to connect with you both. I'm very excited from all the energy coming up. And I feel like I'm in a really amazing place to reset everything. Yeah. And I would love a mini soul reading.
Well, I love that you got through today. Because and Kaylee, I love the fact that you're online one, first time call, because you're resonating right now with the power of 11. And in your case, this 11 is very much about the one and the one plus the 11. And that's a really interesting scenario because it means you also have Trinity energy running around you. And so what they're saying is that, yeah, you're in a profound place right now to make a big change, and that this change is being supported, that you have lots of both visible and I'm going to use the word invisible support around you, and that there is an intuitive connection that's starting to give you, and they're saying that the fact that you got through today is part of the affirmation they want you to get, is that it's kind of like connect to connect to connect, that the serendipitous connections are coming up before you, and the more you pay attention and act upon them, the faster the manifestation of the shift, and that as you hold into the divine nature of your heart, not your mind. Make sure the mind is not trying to overpower you. You're going to discover this to be very, I'm going to use the word easy because that's the word they're giving me. So the one plus the one is very much about you and the divine soul. The 11 is very much about time. You're opening up an 11-month window. The Trinity is very much about the action in front of you. And they're saying that you will be able to work with these codes, unfold them appropriately, and manifest fast. And so it is. I'm really glad to meet you, Kaylee. I'm so glad you got through.
Yes, thank you so much. Namaste. Love you both.
Woohoo! We love you too. Namaste.
Oh, many blessings. I tell you what, we are just jumping around all of North America here today.
Yeah.
Let's head over to New York and line four, we have Jillian waiting.
Namaste, Jillian.
Namaste, Sri and Kara. I just want to say thank you guys. I love you guys. And I'm trusting my heart and my guides a lot more. So I'm not asking for a reading. I'm just saying thank you. And
yeah. Woo! Jillian, I'm twirling with you, my love. I know you're not asking for a reading, but I've got to share with you, they're showing me you in the cutest skirt, and it's like a wide skirt, and you've got all these like rainbow colors on it, and you are twirling, and I am twirling with you, and we love you too, and let's just twirl up some awesome energy and send it out to the universe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too, honey. Namaste.
Many blessings.
Namaste.
Yeah, twirl.
Woohoo! We're twirling, baby. Like,
energy's got to be moving. It's only rigidity in beliefs and thoughts that create stagnation and resistance.
Indeed.
Hey, we're going to head to line two, and we'll say hi to Derek from Minnesota.
Hey, Derek, first-time caller. Welcome to the show. All right. Line two is not there. Let's go to line three, Sri.
Line three, Damaris from
Texas. Hey, Damaris. Am I saying that right?
Hi.
Hi, Angel.
Hi. Hey. How are you? I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yay. Well, it's good to say hello.
Yes. This is my second time calling with you guys. I was just wondering if I could have a mini soul reading.
Absolutely, you can have a mini soul reading, and it is my divine honor to offer it to you, my love. I want you to take a moment right now, if it's safe to do so, bring your right hand to your heart and take just a breath, just a really nice breath, and to relax that breath. And if it's safe to close your eyes, you can, and if you can't close your eyes, it's okay. And I just want you to hear this. It is the divine angel Michael, the archangel Michael, that is before you right now. And he is saying to you, I am here with a sword of divine destiny, for you are at a moment of great choice. Receive this sword. And he's asking you to hold out your left hand if you can do so. Receive this sword, call it into your own divine presence, and you will be able to cut away that which no longer serves and have the empowerment to move forward with what you must do now. Fear not, I am with you as our legions of others. You have called us, we are here, and we love you. And so, my angel, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Many, many blessings. Whew, and everyone, take a big breath. I don't know about you, Sri, but I really felt that big Michael energy. It was pretty huge.
Absolutely, because Michael is indeed the clearer of obstacles in so many ways. The sword of Michael cuts the ties that bind us to painful, habitual repetition. And I'll tell you what, let's go to our email. I'm going to shake the box. And we're
shake, shake, shake.
We're
shake,
pull
shake,
out.
Shake. As, right. as we're all twirling with this ascension process. Remember, guys, get to selfascension.com. Use the practice.
All right. We're hitting that point in the show where I need to read quickly. So this is from Julie. She says, hi, Sri and Kira. This is my first time writing to you. I would love to call in and get a mini soul reading. I found you on YouTube. I listened to all of your videos at least once, usually two or three times. I just listened to your March 19th radio show, and I want to share with you my safe room.
Woohoo!
And she goes on to share that her divine half lives on the other side of the planet in India, and she is in the USA. We are in full union. We've been together for nearly 3.5 years and have never physically touched each other. We've never physically met other than on FaceTime and phone calls. And so I want to share our safe room with you. He created for me first, and then I visualized as well our little piece of heaven.
Yummy.
A small room, just the bare essentials, just him and me, and we dance, we play, we do all things together in our little room, and it's where I go, where we go to just be. So namaste. Well,
wow,
the love of Julie, thank you for sharing, because you have created your oasis.
Yes. And I love, Julie, I love this sharing for so many reasons. First, because what you're demonstrating is that we, even if we don't have the space in our physical home, all of us can create our safe space. All of us can create our space, our safe room. And your reading so it transcends everything, just like this beautiful, beautiful sacred union partnership that you have with this beautiful one over in India, is that when we meet at the level of the heart, physical union becomes such a secondary part of our divine nature because that part is already taken care of. Now, the reading that your guides would like you to receive, and I'm sorry I have to cut it a little short because we're right at the end of the show, but what they want you to hear is this: continue what you're doing without any doubt. Open the door of your heart ever wider. Prepare for the miracle you have asked for to be received, and allow yourself to move forward without fear. And so, my beloved Julie, that is the message that's coming in And it's fascinating because they keep drawing, you know, if you take your two fingers and put them together, which is what I'm doing right now, I'm drawing a big heart, right? So I'm going up and I'm drawing a big heart. And that's what these guides are doing. And they're drawing it around you with this beautiful, like, neon energy. And so thank you for painting a neon heart around all of our listeners, around this beautiful community, as we culminate walking into our void, commanding the light, creating our safe space, and engaging the forces of April. Guys, let it be fun. Let it be amazing. The retrograde reset will go full force next week, and we're going to reveal the mystical ancient energies around that. You will want to be with us.
The energy of the void, the unseen universe, is here to support you. So breathe, relax, and trust that which is beyond your comprehension to come into your life and manifest in ways that support your journey.
Oh, we love you. We honor you. And we are excited that we will be with you again next week.
And until we have that joy, may you breathe deeply, trust, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.